I am excited to welcome Bill Best, Nevada's new assistant coach and offensive line coach, to the show. Coach, thank you very much for joining me. First off, a belated welcome to Reno. I know you were hired back in January, but welcome to Reno. And how have you been enjoying life here so far?
I appreciate it, Spencer. Thanks for having me on. We're loving Reno. You know, this whole pandemic, we've got a chance to go outside, do a lot of things, and see a lot of things around here close to the boundaries of the city. So it's been really good to us. We're loving life here as a family.
And hopefully everyone's been able to stay healthy and safe during this pandemic. I know it's been tricky at times, but hopefully everybody there has been okay in your family.
Yeah, my wife's actually a nurse at Renown, so I hear stories, and believe me, we're safe in my household. We wash hands and wear a mask and all those things. A wife I'd be in trouble if we didn't.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, yeah, shout out to your wife and everybody there in the medical field who's been putting in the hours nonstop during this whole pandemic.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
And typically being a new coach at a program is tough enough, but again, having to kind of go through that process of getting your guys now in familiar with your system and getting them in shape and doing that in this time of a pandemic, what have been some of the challenges around having to kind of abide by those new rules?
Well, you know, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't challenging. You know, the one thing I've always prided myself on was building relationships with players, and I think that's no matter what scheme you run or how you coach, that's number one. They're not going to play hard for you if they don't trust you and don't like you. And so that's really the number one thing I've been concerned with is our players. I haven't been around them very much. I talk to them a lot. I mean, every day we meet a lot. We go over stuff and we tell stories and do the best we can to get to know each other. But that's really been problematic and trying to find ways to overcome that. You know, not having – you know, O-linemen like to eat. And I've been an O-lineman since sixth grade, so not having them over my house for dinner or taking them out to eat or just being around, that really takes away from the essence of playing offensive line. So just trying to find ways to do that. As far as the scheme goes, you know, it's actually been really good because that's all we've been able to focus on is scheme and teaching and learning. And, you know, if we had a Zoom, if we were going to play the season on Zoom, we might win a national championship at this point. Because we can do mock games better than most, I would bet. But and then we have a strength coach, Jordan Simmons, who's been incredible, working with our whole team, just adapting to all the protocols and all the safety measures, and then keeping our guys in good spirits as best he can. He's done a phenomenal job with that, keeping them in shape. So, you know, it'll be exciting if when they allow us to say set hut. I think we're gonna come out of this thing pretty good.
Yeah, and thankfully, as you kind of get yourself familiar with these players, you do have an offensive line that's returning, I believe, every starter, and you got guys like Nate Brown and Miles Beach out there ready to lead the way. What do you think of this offensive line crew that you've got here at Nevada?
You know, I'm really excited about them, and I got to tell you, Miles Beach is one of my favorite stories to tell. I always tell people he came here as a wide receiver. He came here as a tight end, a big tight end, and it was just a couple biscuits away from being an O-lineman to begin with, I think. But it's fun to tell everybody he was a receiver and he's been a left tackle for a number of snaps and seasons here. But I'm really excited. These guys are eager. They're doing drills and, you know, everything they can do on their own and asking questions. And Nate Brown's an incredible leader, you know, and Nate Edwards is also. And I've got several seniors that are just, you know, they want their senior season and the leadership they're showing, getting our group, the union, going and motivated has been really good. And play with a lot of grit, and they work out, and they're tough-minded kids. I'm so excited to get to work with them and put my spin on this thing. And, you know, it's definitely a good group to work with.
And as you've been getting familiar with this team and just getting familiar with their play last year and some seasons prior, what's something from this running game? Because you've had a lot of experience with coaching offensive lines and being a run game coordinator. So what is part of this something in this offensive line and in this run game that you really like here at Nevada?
Well, I'm not going to give away a whole lot of secrets of what we're planning on doing. We've got some new twists on some things we're planning on doing. But, you know, I would say, you know, this air raid offense that we're in and pass happy with Coach – I've known Coach Mummy, Coach Matt Mummy and his dad for a long time. And, And, you know, and I was a coordinator in the air raid before. And, I'm not going to get into my background and what I've done. That's not that important. But Coach Norvell has been a part of the air raid here and other places. He's also been West Coast offense, you know, and all the language and everything. And I was involved in a West Coast system the last 2 years at Rice. And so I've learned a lot of football that I didn't think existed, actually. But we're trying to combine a little bit of that stuff. But as far as the run game goes, we've got tough, gritty kids. We've got personnel. And the main thing is we've got skill kids here that just, you know, being at Rice, no disrespect to those guys, but receivers here can run a little bit faster. And, when you have that element on the outside, the threat, you know, defenses react differently and they play you differently. And that'll open up the run game here for us, we feel like. That'll be the main thing, more than any other scheme or thing we can think of. Just having that speed on the edges to make people honor it, that'll open up our run game. So we're excited about that. And on top of that, our running backs here are really, really talented, tough, hard-nosed, grinding type running backs that have some size and some speed. So all those things get me really excited.
And then, Coach, I don't want to dive too much into your background, but you have spent a lot of your coaching career in the state of Texas. So just curious, with football being so big in that state, what's one of the big takeaways you took from just the culture around that sport there, and how do you think that's kind of shaped you as a coach?
Yeah, you know, I would tell you that there are a lot of good football coaches across the country. And as I've come out here, you know, there's always a debate about Texas football is better than everybody. I mean, you know, and it is, there's a ton of emphasis on it at the high school level, at the youth levels, and especially in college as well. But there are good football coaches and players everywhere. I will tell you that one thing that's done a little differently in Texas is the recruiting scene. And it is ever-changing like it is everywhere in the nation. But I really feel like it made an impact on me in developing relationships with high school coaches, not just head coaches, the coaching staffs at those schools in my territory that I had for a number of years. And that I learned how to be honest and recruit and do their kids, do their players right when they got to college and played for us, played for me. And I think that's the main thing I've taken away from being in Texas and learning the ropes that way. And, you know, when you go recruiting, you go straight to the head coach. You don't go anywhere else. You go there and you talk to him and you find out about a kid's integrity, his character, what he's really like. And you avoid the outsider's vision of it and what they think of a kid. And you really find out the truth around the kid that's, you know, around, from someone that's been around the kid a lot. And then you start digging. And that's how you recruit, in my opinion. And that would be the number one thing I've taken away from being in Texas.
Talking with Bill Best, Nevada's new assistant coach and offensive line coach. And, Coach, you've mentioned that your last stop before you came here to Nevada was at Rice, and you were actually the tight ends coach there. Is that something you were looking to try out, maybe get away from the offensive line a little bit, or is that just something that kind of happened by chance? How did you end up as the tight ends coach there?
Well, first of all, I hope none of my guys from Rice, my tight ends from Rice, are listening to this, because I'm about to probably upset them. But I got so tired of watching 7-on-7. And I needed to get back to pass rush and inside period during practice. But no, the story behind that is Mike Blumgren's the head coach at Rice. And he and I have been friends for, 10, 12 years. He was actually at Stanford as the offensive coordinator and O-line coach, and very, very much respected. He'd been in the NFL. And we're about the same age. And he and I, you know, talk football a lot. And he knew I was in Texas, was an O-line guy, and he got the Rice job and needed somebody that knew Texas recruiting and Houston area recruiting. So that was a natural fit. And then, you know, the offense we ran there, West Coast, it was run and run heavy. So being a tight ends coach there was really, really like being, an extra offensive line coach. So I was able to learn a lot of football. And, yes, I chose to take the job because I wanted to learn that system and expand and really get a Ph.D. in football. He'd been around some of the best, you know, some of the Bill Callahans in the NFL, and David Shaw, been around some of the best minds in the game. And I wanted to go there and soak that in and learn it. And it was a great experience.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And now you are here in Nevada. You're getting ready to enter the Mountain West Conference. What do you think about the teams and programs in the conference as a whole, but also in the Western Division that you'll now be coaching in?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I was at Rice. We all had jobs, you know, breaking down games like most staffs do. And my job was to break down, you know, short yardage goal line situations. And I'd have to go back years. And one of the teams that that played with a fullback, and I could always count on to find clips was San Diego State. And so I got to watch those guys in Mountain West Conference play and really study them and what they did offensively. And then, you know, you'd see a lot of defenses, how they react. And to me, the essence of a good football team is how you play in those situations. Mm-hmm. And, well, there's a lot of good football in this Mountain West. I'm really excited. A couple of coaches in Texas, high school coaches, thought we were a Power 5 school because they thought the Mountain West was Power 5. So, because that's kind of the respect it has, you know, in some areas. But, yeah, I got it. I mean, you just look at it top to bottom. I mean, just the teams, the Boise's, and Nevada. I mean, and Nevada, honestly, and San Diego State. I mean, Utah State. And, I mean, just some really good, powerful names and carry weight. So, I'm excited to dip my toes in this thing and give it a run.
Yeah, this is a conference that's definitely been building up some good reputation over the last few seasons, and hopefully we do get to enjoy that conference season. We've had a few other conferences like the Ivy League and the Big Ten make some announcements regarding their season. But, Coach, just curious, kind of where do you stand on kind of your thought process around how or if this season will happen?
Listen, I'm an O-line guy, and I'm usually kept in the dark and not giving a lot of information. And what I do is study film and try to get my guys ready. When this thing first hit, you know, I was watching the news and trying to follow everything, and it just made me in a bad mood every day, put me in a bad mood. And what I've decided is I'm not listening to the news or watching anything. When Coach Norvella says we can practice and go out and put pads on, I'm going to be ready. So what I'm getting ready to do right now is I'm getting ready to go, you know, try and beat UC Davis and then Arkansas and whoever else they tell us we're playing. So I really don't have I don't have a great radio answer for that.
Oh, that's all right. That was great, Coach. That was awesome.
At this point, the only thing I can control is learning what UC Davis is going to try to do on defense versus us and how they're going to pass rush and fit the run. That's what I'm worried about and trying to get it related to my guys. So I'm hopeful that we play, but if we play in a parking lot or play on top of Pevine Mountain, I don't care. I'd coach in a hazmat suit at this point. I just want to play football.
Well, Coach, I love the answer, so don't worry about that not being a good radio answer. That was awesome there. And I really appreciate your time today. I know you guys are getting ready and trying to do everything you can here to get prepared for the season, so I appreciate your time. And every time I talk to somebody that's either played and or coached for the offensive line or the defensive line, I always want to just ask, in your experience, who's kind of got the trash-talking edge and how intense and personal can it get out there during a game?
You know, I think the D-line's got the edge on the trash talking for sure. They kind of that's kind of their motto. At least I've seen. I mean, I've coached some players in the O-line that have been pretty good trash talkers. But you know, I think for an O-lineman, it's about talking with your. I don't know if I should say this or not. With all the era we're in with the big C word or whatever, but I was told as a player, you talk with your headgear and shoulder pads. I don't know if you talk with your headgear anymore. I've gotten away from that, but there's so much stuff to do on the offensive line, processing and thinking. And that's the thing about offensive line is you got to be prepared. You got to recruit smart players that can move and respond, not react, not be passive when something happens. And there really isn't a whole lot of time for trash talking on the offensive line. So, you know, I always tell them, if you want to talk trash, talk it on Sunday morning in the film room, and we can all talk together and hopefully with a W. So I'll give the D-line the trash talking element, but on the physicality part, I mean, today's game is faster probably than it's ever been at the college level with speed training and developments and you know, strength and conditioning programs. It's just, it's a high intense game for sure, and it's very, very physical. And it's definitely not for the weak and timid.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree with you absolutely there. Well, Coach, thank you very much for taking some time to talk to me. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we can enjoy the season this year and can't wait to see the guys out there on the field. But thank you very much for your time and good luck this season.
Thank you, Spencer.